Hi, this is Sarah Sandy, and today we'll be mapping fertility nutrition on the 15-Minute Matrix.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix. I'm Andrea Nakayama, functional medicine nutritionist and your host. This is the podcast that brings you bite-sized insights and lessons on how to use the most important tool in functional medicine and functional nutrition. Today on the 15-Minute Matrix, I'll be talking with Sarah Sandy. Sarah Jane Sandy is a functional nutritionist and women's health expert. Sarah is passionate about helping women fix their hormonal chaos, get pregnant, stay pregnant, and finally experience motherhood. For over a decade, she has been researching and studying how the food we eat and the way we live affects our reproductive systems. Sarah runs a busy private nutrition practice and a thriving online program called The Fertility Code, a 12-week protocol designed to prepare your body for conception and a healthy full-term pregnancy. She's passionate about using food as therapy to heal, to transform, to change, and to nourish. And in keeping with what we know to be true here at the Functional Nutrition Alliance, Sarah emphasizes the importance of eating whole, real, pasteurized, wild-caught, traditional, nutrient-dense, properly prepared foods, and believes these are the keys to unlocking one's most vibrant self, preconception, during pregnancy, post-birth, and beyond. This is exactly what we'll be discussing today, so let's get started. Welcome, Sarah. I'm so pleased to have you here on the 15-Minute Matrix.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Sarah, you talk about the factors that are essentially blocking fertility, and I'm wondering if you can start us out by identifying some of those major issues that you see in your practice and your programs that may be top blockers.
First and foremost is hormone imbalance. I see this pretty much with every woman that comes to me. Probably the most relevant and most persistent hormone imbalance that I chronically see is low progesterone levels. And a lot of that is due to estrogen dominance. We live in a world where we're highly exposed to chemicals and toxins and environmental estrogens. We're just bombarded with these xeno fake estrogens in our day-to-day world. And so estrogen and progesterone work like a seesaw, right? So as estrogen levels continue to go up, from all of this exogenous exposure, progesterone levels just continue to plummet. So hormone imbalance is big, which is highly related to stress, environmental toxins, you know, environmental chemical exposures.
What about blood sugar imbalances? Because I know we need that progesterone to be ample for fertility to happen, for pregnancy to hold. And I always like to back it up. Do you see a lot of blood sugar swings with the patients that you're seeing?
Absolutely. A big thing there is the blood sugar imbalance that's resulting from the standard American diet that so many people are eating that are just spiking and plummeting blood sugar levels all day long, which is draining people's adrenal gland function. And the more that we are impacting the adrenals, the more that we further deplete progesterone. There's that whole pregnenolone steal thing that's going on where it's either we go down the adrenal pathway to make cortisol, or we go down the ovarian pathway to make progesterone. And the adrenals will always take precedent, and the body will always shunt resources down the adrenal pathways. The blood sugar thing is so reflected in adrenal health, which then goes right back to that whole progesterone depletion.
You talk about this not just happening with women over 40, which it used to be how we would think about fertility, you know, our eggs are depleting over time, but this stress and these blood sugar imbalances, we're seeing it in younger and younger women.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I can't tell you how many 22, 24, 26, 28-year-olds come to me that have been trying to get pregnant. And the first thing that I'm doing is, of course, looking at their, what do you eat on a typical day? How do you sleep? How do you move your body? What's your stress levels like? What does your relationships in your life look like? And then we go into hormone testing and, you know, really digging into exactly what the hormones are doing. What's the gut doing? What are the adrenals doing? What's the sex steroid hormones doing? But it's not anything about age anymore at all. It is so much more just about how we are living in the modern world. And most women and men, unfortunately, we're just not living in tune with the cycles of the earth anymore. And our reproductive system is the most delicate, the most fragile system of the body. And it's the first one to turn off on the whole survival hierarchy. If the body is stressed in any capacity, whether that's from food or chemicals or adrenals or gut infections, you name it, the reproductive system is going to turn off because the body says, not a good time to have a baby. So we're just going to shut down this whole reproduction thing and get everything else sorted out. And then the reproductive system will come back online.
We're so in the fight or flight without even realizing it that we can't get into that parasympathetic rest and digest and the feed and breed place that allows for fertility. And do you see like a type A overdrive that's contributing to that stress? As women these days, we're such high achievers and we're meant to do so much. And I'm wondering how that emotional place really contributes to our inability to reproduce.
It's interesting. It's kind of one of those things where it's like the chicken or the egg. What sort of started? Was it the diet was off? Was it too much exercise? Was it too much stress from work? What kind of set the ball in motion? But then what I often see is by the time women get to see me, they've been trying, they've been working it. And so now they've got this whole new stress cascade that's all just because their inability to get pregnant. It's on top of the underlying stresses that got them there in the first place. Now we've got this whole other need for perfection, which is I need to get pregnant because if I'm unable to get pregnant, then like, what is my worth in the world sort of thing? And so it's just this really interesting concept of how do we reconnect with the way in which we nourish our bodies first and foremost, because especially if we're looking to bring new life into the world, the more that we can heal the mama and the papa before that baby comes in, the more that this like shift of genetic momentum is really going to take place, in my opinion. The perfection and just the need to do and the need to do it perfectly is just so rampant.
It's too much for the body. I mean, I kind of always joke, like, how many times do I need to be reminded that hard work doesn't necessarily yield results, right? Like, I'm a hard worker. And I remember one of my first major lessons in this area was when I was trying to get pregnant. And this is, you know, 19 years ago. But I remember I wrote a story called The Other 9 Months, because nobody will even take you seriously until you've gone through 9 months or a year of trying. And this was one of the times that I was like, okay, all my trying doesn't actually help. And I actually turned to natural family planning to understand my body better. This is before I was a nutritionist, but I was like, there's got to be some clues here. And once I stepped out of the trying and into the curiosity, that's when things started to happen for me. And it's getting out of that, like, if I try, it will happen, and getting back into faith a bit, which is what you talk about with your soul food. So what are some of the soul foods for fertility before we get into the food foods?
I think the greatest soul food is just helping women reconnect and relearn, rediscover what it is that we probably weren't even taught and definitely don't have an inherent knowing around, which is just what is going on in this body of ours. Once we can understand that, then this idea of conception and conceiving life takes on a whole different meaning.
So let's talk about food and nurturing foods and how we nurture the sperm and the egg and really the whole process. What's your approach there?
Simplicity. This is what I tell people. If your great-grandmother would not have looked at what you're about to put into your mouth and recognized it as something that she can grow in her garden or raise on her land or trade with her neighbor, it's not food. And therefore, our bodies have no idea what to do with it. So it's just eat real food as close to nature as possible, as clean as possible. Choose organic. Of course, in regards specifically to fertility, high quality sources of fat are probably the one name of the game that I talk about more than anything, because believe it or not, we're still in that kind of old paradigm mindset where it's like, wait, what do you want me to do? You want me to eat an avocado every single day? Eggs with the yolks? No, no way, you know? So when we look at reproduction, remembering that the sex steroid hormones are all made from cholesterol. She's a mother hormone. So therefore, that quantity of good, high quality fats coming into the diet is so important. And we look at sperm. Sperm, I like to say, are like little flying fat torpedoes. They're highly composed of fat, as is the egg. So when we're looking at reproduction in particular, a focus and a re-education on the importance of quality fats in the diet is key. And then the basics, good, clean, grass-fed, pasture-raised, close-to-the-earth protein, clean fruits and veggies, lots of good high-quality oils, and then just real food, like real food. It's not coming in a package in a box or a bag with an ingredient label, essentially.
Do you bring in any superfoods when you're really looking at hormone balance and getting things back into gear when so much has tipped the scale, so to speak?
My top superfoods that I'm kind of like every single day sort of thing is good organic pasture-raised eggs, yolks, most importantly, good high quality clean oils such as grass-fed ghee, grass-fed butter, coconut oil. Those are so nourishing to really all systems of the body, but in particular the reproductive system. Good clean high quality organ meats. That was like a sacred fertility food that was only fed to women and men who were recently married. They were getting ready to prepare for conception. The organ meats were reserved for couples trying to conceive, pregnant women, and breastfeeding women. Salt, good, high quality, mineral rich salt is one of the most nourishing foods for the adrenals. And like I said earlier, depleted adrenals I see day in and day out, which is driving those progesterone levels down. Good wild caught fish and seafood, the high quality omega-3s, of course. If women are eating animal foods, then high quality grass-fed, grass-finished red meat is another big fertility superfood.
Dr. Terry Walls talked to us about offal early in one of the 15-minute matrix, so that'll be a good one to listen to here in terms of the organ meats and understanding how to eat them and why they're so important. Talk to me a little bit about the other aspects of what I might consider nutrition or deficiencies. I often think of deficiencies as things that aren't just about our food or our nutrients, but about love or hope. Do you see a lot of this in your work with people? We talked about striving, but what about other deficiencies that might be in their life or lifestyle?
I talk to women a lot about the ability to really surrender and trust that your soul is calling in everything that it needs for its own particular growth. And although often we look at our reality and it's not as we might want it to be, it's this ability to accept the reality as it is in this time frame, and then not becoming apathetic by any means, but utilizing our own ability to like show up every day in a way for ourselves, but also having just a trust and a knowing that we're on the path that we're on for a reason. And so not losing hope and not losing faith, but really regain a relationship with themselves and with their body so that they can reach whatever these goals are that they're trying to get to, whether that's just balancing their hormones because they've got crazy wild PMS that is just running their life, or they're trying to get pregnant. That ability to just really look inside for that inner wisdom and stop looking externally for all these things that we think that we need and seek.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah, and for sharing your wisdom with us and for the work you do to help so many women find their road to reproduction, whatever that might look like.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
The 15-Minute Matrix is brought to you by me, Andrea Nakayama, and the Functional Nutrition Alliance. The 15-Minute Matrix team includes my son, Gilbert Nakayama, on sound production, Renee Hunt, Natalie Merrill, and Christine Shook. You can visit us and hear more episodes at 15minutematrix.com. And if you'd like to be notified each time there's a new podcast episode, please go to 15minutematrix.com/notify. We'll be sure to drop into your inbox with a short reminder that a new episode is ready and waiting for you. You also have an open invitation to email us. I really want to know who you'd like to hear on the podcast and what you'd like to see mapped on the 15-Minute Matrix. You can email us anytime at ask@15minutematrix.com.